22 Arizona time. So you have to translate to whatever time zone you are tuning in around the world. I want to welcome everybody to the show, everybody in the live chat. Good to see all the familiar and new faces. I'm here with Vinny Eastwood of the Vinny Eastwood Show. He's another incredible, He's incredible and credible talent in his own right and follows us up. In fact, I'll be doing an hour on his program right after our show today. You know, we were talking about, at least before the break, I started to talk about some of the divisiveness, Vinny, even within the freedom and liberty movement and the people that should be our friends. You know, I'm not going to necessarily mention names. I don't want to get into, you know, that kind of situation per se. But why is it, do you think there seems to be a divisiveness even within the movement itself where it's like people don't like the other person for that reason, this reason? Is it just sheer competitiveness for what we're doing? Is there something more there? And why can't we all just get along is what I want to know.
Well, I think debate and division is healthy within a society, but not if it's within a resistance to the people that control that society to a large degree. It's good to have discussions and arguments so long as they don't turn into fights and name-calling. It's okay to question other people's research and send them new stuff that perhaps they haven't seen, and then they go and they wake up and they go, "Oh my god, yeah." See, it's so many people that try to make sure of things in life by making things into a black and white. Black and white's much easier to understand, so you can either say all the patriots are all completely messed up and they're all conspiracy theorists and they're all infighting with each other. See, they're not going to do anything. And the opposite side of the spectrum is everybody gets along and it's freaking singing kumbaya around a campfire and roasting a 9/11 tower replica marshmallows on a stick. No. It's a little bit of both. I've been with people literally singing and playing guitars who are conspiracy theorists and people all over the place. And to me, a conspiracy theorist is somebody who believes that there are powerful people who have a lot of influence, who use their power to maintain their influence. Okay? It's pretty straightforward. That's a conspiracy theorist because it means you don't think everything happens by accident. And in the truth movement, the infighting, there's some jealousy. There's some envy in that regard, but I don't think that's the majority of it. I think it's like when you realize, if anyone ever told you, "Oh, Chris, not everything's a conspiracy," I just go, "Yeah, well, most things are."
I hear that one all the time. I mean, or you get the everything's, you know, it's all fear mongering. It's all, I guess we need to unify. I think a lot of us are trying to accomplish, you know, getting the truth out. At least I hope, you know, get the truth out, get people to think.
Collaboration.
Yeah, I mean,
it's about collaboration, you know, because like in a company, you've got a secretary, you've got a boss who comes up with the ideas, you've got inventors, you've got this, that, and the other. So everybody can play different roles. The difficulty is that I don't think people quite understand that working together means that you have to kind of enforce yourself and maintain your own ego and stuff like that. No, working together is about leaving your ego at the door and understanding that you can mold that ego with the ego of the other person around with you if they're willing, and together you come up with something that's much better than either of you. That's what it's about. If you spend all your time working with people and creating things that don't currently exist yet, like even just doing this radio show, Chris, after we finish this radio show, there will be a recording, snap, cut, et cetera. We've created something. We've actually created a product. And that's simply through doing an hour of conversation with each other, easy peasy, Japanesey, right? That's what I try to get out of conversations with people, is I try to get to a conclusion. Is there something, is there a product or a service or an enlightening experience that I can get out of this conversation? In fact, I was criticized one time when I was in university by a friend of mine saying, "Vinny, you try to force important conversation on people."
I think that's pretty good, though, for the radio TV business. I mean, you're trying to force important conversation.
well, and this is something that I concluded when I was in high school, man. I was ridiculously unpopular as anybody because, and yet, despite the fact that I was extremely unpopular, I won the senior speech competition. Okay, one of the youngest people to ever do it, and I kind of realized then I actually need an audience. Right, people one to one, they don't get me. On an audience level kind of thing. I'm actually more of a natural performance artist in the way that I speak and act rather than anything else. And I've tried to model my performance on other actors and other radio show hosts, filmmakers, etc. So that I can kind of like Legos, you know, each person you listen to, each tactic you copy, each piece of information you quote out, it's a different piece of Lego that you're adding to your big sack of Lego for which you can build virtually anything out of.
Yeah, and I think you got a lot of passionate type A personalities, you know, that, you know, have, you know, we all kind of have that drive. And so you've got a lot of the same type of people in one area. But I thought it was just worth kind of delving into that a little bit. You know, there was there's been an ongoing story, and I know you don't know a whole lot about it, Vinny, but Pussy Riot, the band, two of the three girls are serving a 2-year sentence in some of the hardest prison camps in Russia, really for just criticizing Vladimir Putin.
Well, it was actually for having a concert in a church, yeah. And these prisons don't even have toilets, okay? They're like 1920s era barracks, okay? They, like, their cells are barracks with lines of bunks. That's it.
So let me ask you this directly, because, you know, I'm out here in America. We obviously have our problems. I talk about them all the time. You're out in New Zealand. What is your comfort level? And I know we got some few people in the queue, so we'll go to some calls, and we'll both field those together, Vinny. But what's your comfort level with your ability to speak freely in New Zealand? I mean, how free to do that do you feel? Do you ever feel like, you know, it could end up like a Pussy Riot situation? Or are you confident you've got the freedom of speech?
I'm in a different situation to every other New Zealander that tries to speak the truth. I have an audience that knows the truth and listens to it. That's it. Everybody else, on the other hand, fair game. My friend Vince Seymour, he reported that the courts ruled that 7 out of the 9 judgments on this massive terror raids that went over New Zealand and arrested a number of different people alleging that they'd been taking part in training camps and things like that, ruled that 7 out of the 9 of the warrants issued were illegal. And they threw him, the guy who reported that, in his freaking website and media. He's a judicial watchdog in prison for months. And they held the trial when he was out of the country, knowing that he wouldn't be able to defend himself because he was out of the country in the US on business.
And so what exactly did he do? What was his alleged...
Okay. Let me just explain the background. You know how terrorism is this big problem that they're trying to hype up, right? And you know how they set up and arrest people all the time for absolutely no freaking good reason, and they really overdo it, like they oversell it. They bring in huge amounts of thugs and guns and cars and shockingly large amounts of surveillance equipment and all of this kind of stuff to surveil people who aren't really actually doing anything, and there's no freaking reason for it because that's why you have probable cause and those sorts of laws, right? Well, New Zealand police decided to ignore all that and decided to make up a whole bunch of stuff about some people. And they had 2,000 people plus an entire town literally under surveillance, okay? People, a small town with 2,000 people, every single one of those people in that whole town was under surveillance. They had cameras through the bush, okay? Big, massive New Zealand native bush. They had cameras like on trees all over the place through that stuff, trying to catch things that were going on and stuff like this. And they did this dawn raid where they invaded a huge amount of houses in the village. For all these people who are alleged terrorists and stuff like that, pointing guns at their kids. I mean, these people yesterday were painting a picture in his garage with his grandchildren. And if the police had come to his door and knocked and asked, what's this going on here? He would have told them absolutely everything and cooperated 100%. Okay. Now, there were nine people or nine houses that were busted into that morning in that town. And seven of those warrants that were issued by judges elsewhere in New Zealand were ruled illegal by a Mrs. Judge Winkleman, okay? And then she sealed that judgment so that the media wouldn't be able to report on it, kind of thing. And so Vince Seymour decided that he would report that those all those raids were illegal, or at least seven out of the nine of them, and then he got thrown in jail.
Yeah,
that's freedom of speech for you in New Zealand. And so I do not feel safe because I've got an audience. I don't think any one of us in this country is 100% safe with their freedom of speech, because freedom of speech means you can say anything. Freedom of speech in New Zealand means you can say anything you want, but if it damages the wrong people or the credibility of the country or a much larger agenda, you don't have free speech.
Well, think about this, too. I mean, just with freedom of speech, you might even live in a country that say, let's say you live in a country and it's the greatest pinnacle of free speech anywhere in the world. I don't really know if that place is America. It probably still is to a certain degree. But you not only have to worry about your own government, you have to worry about the other governments that you could be offending. I mean, we've seen this in history. I'm trying to think of who the author was. I forget the title of the book exactly, but he put out a piece on Islam and the Muslim faith, and the Ayatollah put a, what do they call it, how do you say it? I don't know if I can pronounce it. Basically, put him on a assassination list, and the guy was running for 10, 12 years. Had to be under constant security watch. So it might not even be your own country. You just, someone puts a hit on you. It's pretty scary stuff. We've seen it through history. So you have to, I guess those are things to also take into consideration.
Well, see, but like I said before, just because they'll come down on you like a ton of bricks doesn't mean you shouldn't kick out their support structures that makes that tumbling brick pile come down, okay? Because at the moment, it's blocking everybody else. People need to be brave and bold, and they need to sacrifice. It is the only thing that we really have at the end of the day. We don't have massive wealth. We don't have massive resources, but we have the will to sacrifice, and that is often more powerful than any amount of wealth or resources.
So let me ask you this, as an alternative media guy and, doing what you do, what would you say is your, Vinny's greatest challenge to, growing your program and, getting the message out? What would that be?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Nothing. This is a piece of cake, bro. Everything that I'm doing. I'm answering all the emails, editing all the videos, doing all the audio archives, writing all the blogs, interviewing all the people, posting up on the website. I'm traveling down to some kind of sacred place where energies emanate out of the earth and that stop all electronic devices from working and this kind of that throws off compasses and all of that sort of stuff. Just this weekend, last weekend, I was doing a chemtrail protest I'm just doing it all the time.
I think that actually is really telling, because your answer, what that tells the world if the people don't already know it, is that, I mean, you don't even have a need for the existing systems anymore. I mean, my perspective is, government, get out of the way. I don't need you. Why are you here? Why are you, why do I have an albatross of debt strangling me, around my neck, on my back? For what? Why do we even need a government? Why do we need these systems? Why? This is an entirely new world now. where literally people like yourself are competing with the establishment, not just in media and, you know, the niche that we happen to be in. But, I mean, this is happening across all facets of industry and society. I don't care if this is it could be healthcare, it could be education.
There's a point there. Man, because I think we touched on something really, really interesting. I am competing with mainstream media, but I am collaborating with all alternative media. As far as I'm concerned, the alternative media are not my enemy. They are my potential allies, potential business partners, potential sponsors, potential this, that, and the other, okay? Until, of course, they attack me and demonize me and that kind of stuff, in which case I block them and I never talk about them again, and I just go ahead build what I got up as much as possible. So compete against the mainstream media, but collaborate with your alternative media brethren, okay? Because we are much better when we work here and there with together with a lot of different people. You expand a much more powerful network that way, and also it turns you into a celebrity. Celebrities have a lot of sway, mostly because they're spread across different media.
Yeah, that's why you are a success, Vinny. You'll be one of the guys that sticks around. I'm here with Vinny Eastwood. This is Green Wave Radio, broadcasting on the AFR Network. We'll be right back in just a minute.